Greetings, everybody. Pastor Tim Carscotton here from Christian Center Shreveport. Again, doing our daily podcast. Thanks for listening in here on the Podbean app and the Apple Podcast app. We pray that this has just been a great tool for you as you grow in the Lord. This week, we're talking about walking in kingly authority. Okay, you came back. Good, good, good. I hope you're enjoying this. We remind everybody that listens to these podcasts, please tell your friends about them. This is just a way of us expanding what God's telling us and speaking to us prophetically in the earth. I thank you guys, all the nations, especially you guys in Germany. I want to give a shout out to you guys. We promoted, I rarely promote our ministry while I'm overseas. I forget. I'm so focused on touching that nation, I forget to remind them that they can tap in the English speakers to what we're doing. And so we noticed on our statistics that we're starting to get a larger audience in Germany. So welcome aboard, guys. I know another group that jumped in that we don't even know is Spain. We've been getting a lot of listenership from Spain. So you Spaniards, thank you for listening in, and thanks for telling your friends about us. It's growing. We get a map of the world where this message is growing. It baffles me how it does it, but it does it anyway. So welcome aboard. Tell your friends about us, especially in those foreign countries, those who speak English, to tap in. And of course, all you Africans, South Africans, I know y'all join in as well because you speak English and you love our ministry and what we're doing. I so appreciate that. But this week we're talking about walking in kingly authority. I did a message on January 29. If you go to our YouTube page, you can watch that sermon on priestly power versus kingly authority. And there is a difference. You know, we're all given this power as priests, but authority is given to kings. It's a judicial power. And we'll talk about that. We'll start talking about that today and the rest of the week, of the differences between the two. But it starts with intimacy. And that is what I discussed yesterday. So you need to listen to our Father's Embrace class as well, because that'll lay the foundation for you. And the image that you have of yourselves determines the depth of intimacy you have with the Father. And look, if you're going to walk in authority, you're going to have this relationship. You're going to have to know how you're loved, how God views you, and how He wants to use you as an instrument of love in the earth. And otherwise, we're just clanging cymbals. If I am so prophetically profound, or whatever gift, one of the nine gifts, as well as the natural gifts I'm born with, the redemptive gifts, if I'm functioning in them, and I am functioning in them in just rote or just routine or in a gift, and not having the passion of releasing it in the love of the Father, then I'm a clanging cymbal. That's what 1 Corinthians 13 tells us. And you can do that. And I've seen ministers do that. I'm like, just they'll minister and it looks wonderful, but then you talk to them privately and they have no love for the people they're ministering to, or they don't care about them. They just, look, I'm doing what I do, you know, and I have a gift, and by God, that's what's getting me down the road. And you can't look at it that way. You have to have the heart of the Father. You know, there's something about that one as somebody who ministers, which I do, and some of you who do, you got to understand, when you feel what those people feel, you minister at a higher level. And you need authority in those arenas, even if you're not a minister, a platform minister. But you got ministry with the people you work with, your family, at your workplace. You need authority. It needs to be recognized that people around you need to recognize that there is an authority on you to deal with issues and have authority over issues. And we'll define those this week. So it'll help you understand that. But we're moving to this place of a priest ministering unto the Lord, and then him begin to talk to us and have a conversation with us about his love for us and how we work together, until finally we allow him to deal with the wickedness and the issues of our heart, the hardness of heart, any area that's detracting us from walking in what he wrote for us. And when we start removing those, then God can look at you and say, okay, now I can begin to give you greater authority because you dealt with those things. Because if you didn't deal with those issues, then he gives you authority. Those issues will manifest in the arenas that you would have authority in. So if I'm an abusive person, let's say I'm not, at least nobody's ever told me that. I try not to walk in abuse at all. But let's say I did. Let's say I'm an abusive authority and I'm a pastor and I'm a leader. Guess what? I'm going to abuse the people. because I have authority, I have a title, so I have a level of authority, but I really don't have kingly authority. But it may reckon, people may discern it or think it is that, but it's not. Then I'm going to abuse the people. And so I need that wickedness. And that comes out through intimacy and letting him talk to me and spending time with him. And I'm not talking about volumes and years and months and hours. I'm talking about true intimacy. My wife's love language is quality time. And, you know, for me, mine's acts of service. And so I'm always trying to do stuff to serve. She's always wanting quality time. And I'm thinking quality time to me equals quantity, hours and hours and hours. And I'm thinking, I got to be doing stuff. I got to be serving because that's my gift. And she keeps telling me all through the years, it's about quality. An hour of quality is better than 4 hours of quantity, although she likes the quantity too. But that's important to her, that I give her a quality time in that hour. And I think the same thing with the Lord. Now, if you're a quality time with God, then obviously you're going to spend more time. Those that don't have that redemptive gift or that love language, don't beat yourself up. That's that they have a default that goes there, and they trade it. They may try to put that on you, but that they're born with that. You didn't have that, and so you had to grow in that. But as we do this with God and have that quality time with Him, then what happens is we begin to feel His love for us. And in that place, we begin to understand His heart better, His heart for us and our heart for Him. He begins to rip things out of our life, so therefore we can be trusted with greater realms of authority. And when we walk in kingly authority, it's judicial. We begin to make decrees and things begin to be established in the earth because God realizes we're not going to prophesy something that is selfish. We're going to prophesy something from His very heart. And when He does that, He establishes it in the earth. So therefore, we can be entrusted. When the enemy understands that you have authority, he knows not to bother you. We look at Jesus, and after He demonstrates His authority at the in the wilderness, you know, when He's tempted by Satan, we see no other evidence where Satan confronted Him directly. He tried to use demon-possessed people. He tried to use Pharisees and people like that to come against Him, but He didn't directly deal with Him. Because why? Jesus demonstrated that He had authority, and the enemy no longer could confront Him face to face that way. He had to use other means. And Jesus, fortunately, even had authority over those issues as well. And he could have redeemed Himself from any situation, even the crucifixion. He could have called 10,000 angels and dealt with that issue. He had authority to do that. But He didn't, because why? It was prophetic that He fulfilled that, and because He had died to self so much so that it wasn't His will, but the Father's be done. With the joy set before Him, He endured the cross, right? So that's somebody who was the King. He's the King of kings, right? Well, you can walk in that same authority, that you will not do something, or you'll not walk in something that the Lord doesn't have for you, and that He has a redemptive purpose for you, even if it means a trial for you. You understand, if I'm avoiding pain and avoiding trials and I want to have authority, those do not work together. To have authority, what if God says you're going to go through a trial and you're going to come out the other side and be victorious, you're going to produce fruit in life, but you have to go through the trial? Well, in intimacy, if I love the Lord and I love Him so much and I find His love for me, I know He's not going to just put me out there without a redemptive purpose. And even though it may cost me, it may be painful of what I go through, as I go through it, then I start walking in more authority, because He says, the Lord looks at us and says, okay, they'll die to self, right? We see that in Song of Solomon, when the bridegroom tries to come and visit the bride. She's tired, remember the night, knocks on the door, and she doesn't get up. She's already taken her bath. She's cleansed. You know, she doesn't want to go through any more stuff. She's been through enough, you know, and she doesn't want to go through anymore. But, you know, he woos her to a new place of that. And so she finally gets up and he's gone, right? So she goes out in the streets and talks to the religious people. Have you seen my lover? You know, you see where he went? And they beat her. They who are you? You know, and they may have physically beat her in that story. But it's in the spirit. What's this love you have for this guy, this God? You know, what's wrong with you? Just be real, you know. And so she goes around, have you seen him? Have you seen him whom my soul loves? You know, right? Because she realized she missed an opportunity. She was avoiding a trial, a trauma, a tribulation, because she was tired. You know, we get tired sometimes. But when she realized it's more important to be with him in the trial to be than to be out of a trial without him, she then began to pursue him. Did you catch that? And that's the power of intimacy. And as you begin to move in that intimacy, then what happens, the Lord begins to look at you as a partner rather than somebody who's needy. God doesn't stop loving us just because we're needy. You love your baby, and your baby's very needy, right? When your moms and dads, right? That baby cries for milk, cries for attention, right? Right? You love that baby. You prefer they're not crying all the time, but you love them, and you know that they're going to mature, and eventually they're going to stop crying at 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning. They're going to stop asking for milk. They're going to start asking for meat. And they're like, okay, good, this is progression. They're going to become more and more independent, and eventually they're going to become doing. They're going to do great exploits in the earth, and you rejoice in that. And you're not going to be so much their nurse. You're going to be somebody who is a nurturer. You're going to begin to say, go do it, go after it. Well, the Father does the same thing for us. And we're in a season right now where we should be mature enough that as He feeds us and that we get the meat of the Word, that we can be entrusted to go out and speak the Word without opinion, without selfish desires, inflicting pain upon others, or not walking fully in the Word that God gives us because we don't want to go through a trial. So God says, go do this and prophesy this. And you go, well, that's going to cost me. And so you don't prophesy it, right? Because you don't go through the pain. Well, that's not authority. You're not going to gain authority that way. You're going to walk in a certain level of power, and He's not going to stop loving you anymore, but you're not going to walk in authority. So walking in kingly authority is beginning to press through that. Go through the fire. Go through that situation where you begin to have that authority to speak into the earth. This is what it means to walk in kingly authority. And that's what we're trying to build this week, is that you would come out of being having just power encounters with God, which is freely given to you as a priest, and move into a kingly authority where you begin to speak His word into the earth. Woo, that's good stuff. I hope that encouraged you today. I pray you have a good day today. Come back again tomorrow. See you.